Patrick Henry College students tend to be smart, thoughtful, energetic, ambitious, and nice. They don't do drugs or have loud, beery parties. They do their classwork and more. They receive prestigious internships in government, mass media, and the entertainment industry and make the most of them. So why are some people so frightened by them? Patrick Henry is a small Christian school in Loudoun County, Virginia, near Washington, D.C., where some of the most brilliant students who have been homeschooled by Christian families attend college. Hannah Rosen got to know Patrick Henry students, even housing some of them who are on internships, while covering religion for The Washington Post. She's written a new book, God's Harvard, A Christian College on a Mission to Save America. Hannah Rosen joins us in Washington. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And we're going to be joined by a Patrick Henry alum in just a moment. But let me ask you, Hannah Rosen, first. When you got to know Patrick Henry students, let's put it this way. At first, you didn't think it would be a natural fit between you and them.
No, for sure not. No. I couldn't have been raised more differently than, I mean, I'm Jewish and I was born in Israel and I grew up in New York, so very little similarity.
You found a resemblance between some of the Christian families who homeschooled these youngsters before they got to Patrick Henry and some of the old 60s hippie couples who decided to homeschool their children.
That was a great surprise for me, is the similarities between the Patrick Henry families and the families that I was very familiar with. Partly it's because they chose to live off the grid the way a lot of 60s families did. They were kind of anti-materialist. They didn't buy into popular culture. They didn't buy into television and a lot of the kind of junk in culture. Of course, there's a whole other layer with homeschooling families of sort of nostalgia and hearkening back to an older age. So there were more similarities than I expected.
Tell us about the phrase which you learned when you first began to find out about Patrick Henry, when they tell the students you are to be the tip of the spear.
The tip of the spear refers to this idea that there's a large, young, Christian, conservative movement that's going to shape the culture and take back the nation. That's another phrase that you would hear repeated all the time. And the idea is that we are basically lost as a nation and that you need to train this vanguard to take the nation back, a young and pure generation.
Mm. We're joined now by Daniel Noah, who's a graduate of Patrick Henry College, and he is profiled in Hannah Rosen's book, joins her in the studio. Mr. Noah, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Can you see why some people worry that you and other Patrick Henry graduates are out to kind of Christianize the country without people knowing it?
Well, I don't know that any of us are out to Christianize the country. We have ideas, you know, just like everyone else. All we want is to be able to kind of talk about them. And if you happen to like those ideas, then great. And if not, that's fine. Now, certainly previous efforts, perhaps, by the Christian right may have sometimes come across as a little, shall we say, strong-willed. I think that there's a difference in approach with the Patrick Henry College graduate, and I certainly don't think we want to force anything on anybody. But we do want to talk about it, you know, just like we talk about politics or anything of that nature.
And tell us about the films you've made as a student.
The films that I've made over the 4 years I was at Patrick Henry College have ranged from small student shorts to my first feature film, Smuggler's Ransom. The one thing I'd say they have in common is that they were very fun to make and hopefully very fun to watch for their various audiences.
But they would surprise people who expect a Christian film to be a bunch of guys in robes reciting Bible verse.
Well, I guess it would depend, yeah. If by Christian film you're referring to kind of what the traditional biblical epic, they certainly are not that. You know, we always like to say we were Christians making films, and that's kind of how we approached it.
Ms. Rosen?
Yes.
How is a Christian college student, committed Christian college student, who says, I want to go into government to change things, or a committed Christian college student who says, I want to go into the movie industry to make that a better industry that shows better films, different from Robert Redford saying, I want to make a liberal film that wakes up America?
In my mind, there is really no difference. And I think that's something that each side misses about the other. There is this idea that, you know, maybe that these kids don't understand the separation of church and state. And while that may have been true for an older generation, I think that this next generation is quite sophisticated and they pretty well understand what compromises they have to make if they're going to succeed in politics or maybe succeed in the movie industry. And so I think in a sense, it is very much the same. And you just, if you, you know, you can disagree agree with them, they have no more or less right to participate in politics than anyone else. But, you know, surely Robert Redford would highly disagree with them.
Could you tell us about the young woman who stayed with you for a while, young Patrick Henry student?
There was a woman who was looking for an internship in Washington, D.C., and she needed a place to stay. And so we offered her to stay at our house, and she lived with us for quite a while. We were quite friendly, and I got to know her very well. And the story I tell in my book is that one day my husband finally asked her the question, which is, are we going to hell? And there was a long pause, and like I said, we'd been pretty good friends by then, and she'd lived with us for a while, and our kids adored her. Finally, she answered, yes, but I'm not jumping up and down for joy about it.
I was also struck as you recounted that relationship that you, I believe you had a friend who was impressed by her intelligence, her energy, her achievement, and how nice she was, that she said to you, well, if they're all like that, we're in trouble.
Yeah, when I told them that a Patrick Henry student was living in my attic, my friends would have the usual kind of lefty journalist reaction. They would say, you know, are you crazy? Why are you harboring Nazis in your attic? That was the basic attitude. And then when they met her, they were even more worried because she was so fabulous and so smart and so impressive and so incredibly successful and attractive and funny. And so that was the reaction a friend of mine had was, if they're all like that, we're really in trouble.
What was she scared of? I mean, that strikes me, I've got to say, as a very hard-hearted reaction to call someone living in your attic a Nazi just because what? She's Christian?
Well, it's this sort of Stepford idea that people have when they hear of a place like Patrick Henry, that it's a kind of training academy, and it's the idea that they're sort of turning out these perfect little soldiers to kind of fight the fight against the left.
Mr. Noah, may I ask you a question? I don't want to personalize it with the sense of either Hannah Rosen or me for that matter. But let me personalize it in another way. You know the Dalai Lama, or know of him, right?
Yeah, yes.
A holy spiritual man?
I don't know him that well. I mean, certainly a spiritual man. I mean, you know, he's a religious leader, religious figure.
And so when he dies, is he going to hell?
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. There's an old fable. I read it in, might have been a contemporary of Chaucer, I don't remember, but that the Dalai Lama allegedly, he passed away. And when he passed away, they found on him a Catholic crucifix. And the point of the story was to say you had no idea, you never know what someone believes or thinks in their lifetime, really. So I'm not qualified to answer a question to the Dalai Lama's spiritual state.
But a lot of people think that as long as somebody doesn't declare their soul for Christ, that's where they're going to hell, isn't it?
Declare in what way? The Bible asks that we profess a faith, profess our own faith. It doesn't necessarily require us to go out into the mountaintops and shout it.
I want to thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hannah Rosen, her new book is God's Harvard, a Christian College on a Mission to Save America. And we've been joined by Daniel Noah, who's a graduate of Patrick Henry and an aspiring filmmaker. And to read an excerpt about incoming freshmen at Patrick Henry College, go to npr.org/books.